Hello, this is Norma Sweeney, and welcome back to Stephen Ministry Training. Well, it's hard to believe, after several months of training classes for Stephen Minister Training, we are actually coming very, very close to winding up the training and having our final session. Now, a technicality, but today's lesson is going to be the very last one in the training group. And it's T18, or Go, God is with you. It's Module 18. You might wonder what happened to Module 17, and that would be on making the first caring visit. We're actually changing the order just for this session, so because of some scheduling conflicts with our staff. So if you want to hear Module 17, then advance this recording. You can hear that first, and then come back and pick up Module 18. Module 18, once again, is entitled, Go, God is with you. The devotion today has to do with a very important point which you've made throughout this training. You are not alone. Look back in the book of Genesis. If we do that, we read that Jacob was the grandson and spiritual heir of Abraham. Now, Abraham was called by God to leave his country and his people and become the father of many nations. Jacob's father, Isaac, sent him back to Abraham's homeland, to find a wife. Well, obviously, Jacob must have been excited, but also a bit nervous, and somewhat afraid as he journeyed away from home on his own. The first night, Jacob found a place to camp out, using a stone for a pillow, and while he slept, he was reassured of God's presence. In the class, I asked someone to read the scripture passage at the top of today's lesson. We can go ahead and do that now. Jacob had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth, with its top reaching into heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord. And he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I'm with you, and I will watch over you wherever you go. When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it. Genesis 28, verses 12 through 13a and 15-16. As in that time, it's still very important for us to be reassured today that we're not alone. God was reassuring Jacob and that he was with him. God is not constrained by any social, geographical, or political boundaries. Jacob even found God in the wilderness when he laid down to sleep. He was even there. Jacob simply had not been aware of it. This gave Jacob confidence on his journey that he wasn't alone and that God indeed was with him. So we fast forward again to today. While your mission in Stephen Ministry is really very different than that of Jacob's, you're called to enter into the life of someone who is hurting. We know that. We've talked about that. This is essential for Stephen Ministry caring. Someone who may feel far from God. And you're to bring comfort and hope and reassurance of God's ongoing presence in a care receiver's life. The Bible tells us it was always God's plan to dwell among his people. Jacob witnessed God coming down to earth to be with him. Later, God was with the people of Israel as he led them through the wilderness and met them at the tabernacle. God's presence continued once they built the temple. And all of this pointed to Jesus Christ, as John 1, verse 14 states, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The most amazing, spectacular, unique miracle of the Bible. Christ sent his Holy Spirit to dwell in us and among us. So in other words, you can be confident of God's presence through His Holy Spirit as you minister to your care receiver. You will never be alone. You can count on it. The title of this session is Go, God is with you. This is the last session of Stephen Minister training before you are commissioned to serve hurting and broken people in our congregation and our community. As you look ahead to being assigned your first care receiver and to making that first caring visit, remember, you aren't alone. You have the support and guidance and accountability of your supervision group and your pastor and your Stephen leader. But remember, God sends you and dwells in you. He doesn't send you to handle things alone. He doesn't send you and then desert you. As you begin this ministry, more than anything else, you will need to trust in the presence and power of God through the Holy Spirit in your life and in your ministry. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, thank you for living in us and giving us the promise of your unending presence in our lives. Thank you for calling us into this ministry and for providing the training, the tools, resources, and support we need to be effective caregivers. As we prepare to enter this life-transforming ministry, please give us the grace to overcome any doubts or anxieties or fears we may be experiencing, and help us trust in your presence and power through the Holy Spirit. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Let's take a look at some concepts that we built on all through this training. Just some basic skill concepts that are fundamental to Stephen Ministry. If you look at page 503 in the beginning of your lesson today, your presentation outline, after the devotion, we look at the caregiver's compass, revisited. We're going to revisit it. In module one, the person of the caregiver, you were introduced to the concept. And we've talked about it here and there during the training program. Focus note one on page 503 illustrates this compass. So we look at it again, and we see very familiar wording on that compass. Compassion, full of faith, skilled, and trustworthy. These are the characteristics of a Stephen minister, and they are crucial to being an effective Stephen minister and to giving care in God's name. This ministry is, if anything, Christ-focused. So we have the symbol for Christ, the Cairo, if you remember, in the center of the compass. Now, what we're going to do is revisit your self-evaluation. Take a look, please, at Focus Note 2. It's on page 504 in your book. Remember this evaluation. We did it once before. You did it in the beginning, very beginning of the training program. I'm going to ask you to take some time and complete it. Do not look at your previous ratings that you had when you first did it way back. Turn to page 4-5 in volume 1 of your Stephen Minister training manual and compare your answers when you have completed this particular version of the evaluation. Don't look at it before you complete it because that would tend to bias your answers. And take about 5 minutes to do it. So again, when you're done, turn back to pages 4-5 in volume 1 of your Stephen Minister training manual and compare your answers to what you just wrote down today. Now, this is just intended for your own benefit. We're not going to talk about it in the class necessarily. So there's really no need to share it. You've become even more compassionate. The top point of your caregiver's compass reminds you that a caregiver is compassionate. As a caregiver, you need to feel along with your care receiver. And sometimes that means you're going to hurt with them when they're hurting. Romans 12, 15 speaks to this. It speaks of being happy with those who are happy and to mourn with those who mourn. Let's take a look at the mud hole, another very, very fundamental concept in Stephen Ministry. It's figured again on page 506 in your workbook. Now, if you look at that mud hole, you quickly go back, and a lot of this should come back to you very quickly. Empathy is central to compassion. Really, really important characteristic. Empathy is experienced by experiencing the other person's feelings as if they were your own. As if is crucial, without actually taking them on yourself. If you take on the other person's feelings yourself, it renders you at some point ineffective. It will, in effect, disable your ability to provide objective caregiving. Now, the mud hole concept is taken from Module 2. Please take a look at Focus Note 3 on page 506 in your book, and you will take a look at what it looks like, and it should remind you of the different aspects of this particular illustration. So what it's telling us, bottom line, is the importance of empathy and the dangers of sympathy and over-identification. First of all, sympathy means you're dabbling around the edges of the person's pain. You don't maybe know them very well. You're just expressing your sadness at something that has happened to them. But you're really not identifying any further than that. Sympathy is inadequate for a Stephen minister. We go another step. However, in providing compassionate care and empathy, we have to also be careful, because we can get to the point where we're over-identifying with the other person's feelings and what's happening with them. And if we over-identify, we become ineffective. So we're down in that mud hole. We're not holding on to Jesus Christ. We are lost, and we can't help them. We can't help the care receiver. So you also learn Jesus personally knows human suffering. He brings healing and comfort and hope to people who are going through it. And one way he does it is through our caregiving as Stephen ministers. He shows compassion for those we serve through us. If you look at Christian Caregiving, A Way of Life, one of the books that we read, the side books, you'll read that Jesus is always active in our caregiving. That will remind you of what you read a while ago. So what's one way that you've become more compassionate? How would you answer that question? We can take in the class a few minutes to think about it and to offer some ideas. Secondly, you've become even more full of faith. More than likely, you have. So again, we take a little time to talk about how that may have been demonstrated in you from the start of this training till today. And we focus on the process and not results. That's part of being full of faith, because we know there are things we can't do. They're in God's hands. We can't heal anybody. He can. But we can do what we've been trained to do, and He will work through us to bring healing to your care receiver. So the next point on the compass is full of faith. You're full of faith in Jesus Christ and His desire and ability to redeem and restore His people, very broken people. Throughout your training, God has been at work to give you the faith you need for caregiving. And you've learned some of what it means to trust in Jesus and trust in Him fully. It takes a certain discipline. It takes a certain mindset. But it is the way we need to live our lives, and especially if we're caregiving as Stephen ministers. So you may, well, actually, I should say you will experience challenges as you care. You may want to fix your care receiver's problems on your own. Now, remember, though, If this happens, only God can cure, and only He can heal. So what do? We remain focused on the process rather than the results when you care. And when we do that, we need to trust in God. That way, you will also become more reliant on prayer and scripture to strengthen your own faith. See, the Holy Spirit uses God's word during training and throughout your life to strengthen your faith and trust in God. So God will strengthen your faith as you see Him work in your care receiver. And it really does. It really does. Because you realize pretty quickly how small we are and how weak we are. And yet, transforming changes, life-transforming changes happen with your care receiver, and you will see them right in front of you. And the only way something like that can happen is through divine intervention. So you will experience God in your midst as you read scripture and pray for your care receiver, and you will see the Holy Spirit bringing healing. And you'll trust in God even more as cure giver. That's the benefit. You also will be transformed by your experiences in your caring relationships. You know that will come to change you in a very positive way. You will begin to rely even more fully on the Spirit's constant guiding presence. Another characteristic of a Stephen minister that's on the caregiver's compass. Full of faith. The Stephen minister, as we've talked just now, is full of faith. So what's one way you've become more full of faith? Would you like to take a few minutes on that? And in our class, we do that. Another aspect to the characteristics of a Stephen minister is skill. You have become, over these past several weeks, more skilled as caregivers. When you care for your care receiver, you're bringing all the caring skills you've learned and practiced in your training as well. Over the past several months of training, you've learned key Stephen minister skills: active listening, maintaining boundaries, relating assertively, and more. The skills you've practiced and honed have helped you to become a more effective caregiver, and you're now ready to use them in those relationships that you will have. Now, these skills will grow as you use them in ministry and discuss them in supervision. You will see it happen. Plus, you will receive continuing education to learn more about how to help those who are hurting and other topics that will make you a better, more effective Christian caregiver. So what's one way I've become more skilled as a caregiver? As we did with the other characteristics, we take a few minutes in class to discuss the answer to that question, subjective to each Stephen minister trainee. Another area, and final area, trustworthy. You become even more trustworthy as a Stephen minister, what needs to be. Trust is essential to giving effective care. You know, as a Stephen minister, you're trustworthy and you will relate in ways that earn the care receiver's trust. See, you have to trust in God. That's what we do as a Stephen minister. We have to trust that He will cure, that He is in control while we do the caring. By the same token, your care receiver, you have to earn their trust in order for that opening to happen where they're going to actually express their feelings to you and begin the healing process. So what do we go back to? We're talking about, again, a very basic concept in Stephen ministry. The safe house. Back in Module 2, we looked at that illustration, which really does a wonderful job of summing up what we've learned about earning a care receiver's trust. So if you look at the diagram in Focus Note 4 on page 507, we can kind of follow along. We're going to review each element of the safe house. The Safe House is built on grace-based acceptance. This is something so essential. The rest of the skills we have and use in our caring relationships would fall apart if not for this foundation. We accept our care receivers. It's unconditional positive regard. Remember that? That's a term used by psychiatrists. Very much the same thing here, grace-based acceptance. We are going to accept this person as they are, as God's precious created child in his image. So we accept each other. And then the walls are made of listening and empathy. Once we have that in place, we can build on empathy for that person and listening to all that is going on with them. And then, of course, confidentiality bridges the top and covers the top of the relationship in the safe house. Trust is the door. You can't enter this house without building trust with your care receiver. Once trust is established, that's going to be the entranceway through which the care receiver enters to begin sharing with the Stephen minister. And that is the beginning of healing. So what's one way you've become more trustworthy over the last several months? And we discuss that in our class as well. Another point, you become even more Christ-centered. Now, we looked at that caregiver's compass. The center of it is, of course, a symbol for Jesus Christ. So you become even more Christ-centered. Jesus is your strength as you serve in this ministry. Our goal in serving is that we serve in a way that his name is glorified. I say often, in his name and to his glory. That's what it's all about. Remember, when you care, you're bringing Christ's love and Christ's care to that person that you're seeing as your care receiver. That person is a broken, suffering child of God. Through you, your care receiver is going to experience God's healing love, which is a wonderful thing to witness. So, it's crucial that you always maintain your focus on Jesus Christ. You need to share his compassion with others and rely on him to be the cure giver. And all the while using the skills that Jesus Christ has given you. And modeling the trustworthy trustworthy characteristic of our Savior. So he is worthy of the trust that we place in him. Most worthy. So the question is posed again to the class, what's one way I've become more Christ-centered in my life and ministry? And we'd have some discussion on that point. Now we break away from the review of skills and concepts. And the next section, we turn to testimony. There were a couple of ways to approach this. One was written testimony and scripture, and the other was a more creative, graphic, artistic kind of way of expressing what Stephen Ministry means to us. We're going to elect to take the one that hopefully you prepared for, which was to give a testimony, written testimony, and scripture references if you did that as well. So we're going to ask everybody to share the testimony that you prepared. And this was when you were preparing for this class, you were requested to think about this question and select a Bible passage or story that reflects Stephen Ministry. So you share your testimony, you share references to Bible studies or Bible instances and that would be appropriate for Stephen Ministry. Please write down your thoughts in preparation to share with the group. So again, that's something that you would do on page 508. Hopefully, it's something you're already prepared for in your mind because of the pre-class reading assignment. And again, we won't be doing the cut and paste version. If you want to do that on your own, that's great. Now, we go to a break. And when we come back, we view the video Go, God is with you, that was put together by Stephen Ministry. It's roughly a half-hour video. Unfortunately, there's no way for us to help you to view that, but if you want to see the video or any of the videos, you will have but to ask me, and I can arrange to show them to you. The video is really very well done, I think. It gives a number of different Stephen ministers the opportunity to talk about what Stephen ministry means to them. And it is very impressive because they're worldwide, nationwide, worldwide network of Stephen ministers and care receivers. It's certainly a ministry that has grown and flourished, obviously pleasing to our Lord. After the video, we do have a little discussion about it. And then I go over some of the more nuts and bolts, if you will. I call them housekeeping matters. We talk about commissioning. In this group that we currently have in 2023, the training we're concluding, there will be a commissioning. We will have some of our trainees will go on to serve as Stephen ministers, and we are absolutely grateful that God has moved them to answer this call. It looks like our commissioning date will be the end of October, because that's when everyone can be present. And after that, once the Stephen ministers are commissioned, they will be coming to supervision, the next scheduled supervision in the normal schedule of meetings. And typically right now, they're the last Wednesday of the month, beginning at 11 o'clock. And with the number of Stephen ministers, we will have probably a 2.5-hour session. Now, the other important factor is being assigned a care receiver. So when does that happen? Well, it's going to happen pretty soon. But it will take a bit of time to find the appropriate situation for each Stephen minister. So hang in there. We will, and in this recording of the training sessions, as I mentioned earlier, session number 17 refers to how to make that first caring visit, and that will be the very last session that you'll hear on this recording. As I mentioned, we had to flip-flop the last two sessions. Okay, there's also some continuing ed that we will provide for the new Stephen ministers to catch up with. We're doing a book review on Ken Ham's book, The Lie. Very good study. And we'll be offering other types of continuing education that will be helpful to the Stephen ministry group as we go on. Now, at this point, we break for a service. Pastor Green is officiating. And during the service, we'll be handing you a statement of readiness to be commissioned as a Stephen minister to each trainee who has expressed interest. And we'll ask you to sign it, bring it to the altar at the appropriate time during the service. Later, we'll reconvene very briefly before we have a dismissal for this day's class. And there'll be a little expression of gratitude and thanksgiving for your participation in this case, in the form of a book that Stephen Ministry has published, a very interesting book on empathy. So that about covers the last session. Unfortunately, if you're auditing the class, there's some things you're missing, obviously, but at least you have the idea of what we cover and how Stephen Ministry sums up the training. Certainly hope that you found this whole experience helpful and that you will consider in the future coming to a in-person, in-live training program when it's offered again, with the idea that you might benefit in your own personal relationships and possibly answer a call you may be given to become a Stephen minister. If you have any questions about any of this, all that you've listened to up until now, please feel free to contact me at any time or a pastor. And thank you so much for taking this interest in this ministry. God bless you.